What force is driving your daily choices? Is it fear, anger, or lust? Or God's unseen grace that animates all true faith and purpose? Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. I hope you're having a great day as you drive into work today. It's going to be a very fun time. As we dive into God's Word, we are still in our Abraham series. And this one is called In Accordance to Grace. And so I hope you're enjoying Abraham. And if you are, subscribe, like, share, comment, place in that Washington Defender huddle. That is much appreciated. Also, if you are a Washington Defender supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity and your support of our ministries. So we are in Romans chapter 4, verse 16 through 17. It says, "For this reason, it is by faith, in order that it may be in accordance with grace." And that is what we're going to look at, in accordance with grace. We're going to try to figure out, what does this phrase mean? So that the promise will be guaranteed to all the descendants, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Verse 17, "As it is written, a father of many nations have I made you, in the presence of him whom he believed, even God, who gives life to the dead and calls into being that which does not exist." Aren't you glad that God is able to call into being that which does not exist? So we're going to look at this in accordance with grace. What does that mean? So we looked up the Greek word kata, which is governing, or with primary meaning, which means comes down from, or come down upon, or down in. And I started thinking about a bicyclist. So a bicyclist rides his or her bike in accordance with gravity, right? So they're balancing, and they're doing it within the laws of gravity, you might say. In other words, a bicyclist doesn't float off in accordance with lack of gravity, but they're balancing in that. Or maybe we could think of electricity and appliances. Appliances operate properly in accordance with electricity. So you can't see gravity, you can't see electricity, you can't see grace, but these operate based upon or in accordance with those other items. So you and me, we're supposed to live according to the thing that we can't see, which is God's grace in our heart, in our life. So think about that. "For I testify about them that they have a zeal for God, but not in accordance with knowledge." So he's saying, hey, these guys have a passion and desire to serve and honor God, but it's not with knowledge. They're ignorant. And so they don't have it in accordance. The mechanism, the gravity or the electricity, the empowerment, the unseen substance of knowledge in their life and in their heart. "I pray that the eyes of their heart may be enlightened, so that you will know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of his glory, of his inheritance and the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power towards us who believe." These, all the things above, the power, the grace, the glory, all that, are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might, which he brought about in Christ Jesus. So think about this for a minute. Break this verse down. He says, "That your heart might be aligned so that you will know the hope." Hope in accordance of the work of the cross of Christ Jesus. Powerful, isn't that? What else? Strength, surpassing greatness of power in accordance with the working of God's strength in Christ Jesus. And this strength of his might, which he brought about in Christ Jesus when he raised him from the dead. So this grace that we're talking about from Romans is in accordance to the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. I don't know how else to say that, but that is exciting that we can live today, this very, very moment, in accordance to the resurrection power of Jesus Christ, and that grace is sufficient in our time of need. So this is when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand of the Father. So think about this, that he seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in an age to come. So we've seen so far that you can have a zeal for God, but not have it in accordance to knowledge of God's word. Secondly, we see that we can have hope, and we can have that in accordance to the resurrection power of God. So we're trying to make sure that we understand, what does it mean in accordance with grace? It's like the bicyclist and gravity. It's like the appliances and electricity. This was in accordance with the eternal purpose which he carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and confident access through faith in him. So all the stuff that God has done, again, this is Ephesians 3:11 through 12. He's done it in accordance with his eternal purpose in mind. Isn't that amazing? I don't know about you, but that gets me really excited that I am not living in a time or a season that God is simply willy-nilly, you know, sporadically putting my life together. He's looked out all through eternity, and he's put my life in alignment with his eternal plans. Not only has he done that for me, but he's also done that for you. Today is a day that you are going to walk in the boldness and the courage and in the strength of God's holy word. Why? You are walking in accordance with his divine purpose in your life today. That grace is flowing through you. That hope is flowing through you. And this gives you that bold and confident access through faith in Jesus Christ. But you did not learn Christ in this way, if indeed you have learned about him and have been taught in him, just as truth is in Jesus. Oh, I love that. That in reference to your former manner of life, you will lay aside the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with lust. So here we have in accordance with lust. And our old self needs to be laid aside. So we have an opportunity today, don't we? We can live according to our lusts and our former desires, or we can live according to the grace, the hope, the destiny of God. Think about that for a moment. You have such a great opportunity to please and honor God today and to live for his glory today. Let's finish this verse off. That it's accordance with the lusts of deceit, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind and put on the new self, which is in the likeness of God, has been created in righteousness and holiness of truth. Today is a day that you put on the new self. So, what's our point for today? Today you're going to live in accordance with God's grace, his mercy, his hope, all that he is. So when we think about this scripture that we were just reading, where'd it go? In accordance with grace, for this reason is by faith, in order that it may be in accordance with grace, so that the promise will be guaranteed to all the descendants. We need God's grace. We need God's mercy. We need God's newness of life flowing through us. If we don't have it, we have nothing, because his salvation message is in accordance with grace, faith, mercy, justice, and hope. And think about how God wants to use you mightily today to bring about those present things. And so you're going to be touched by him today and used by him. So let's go down to our public square notes. First off, how are you operating today? What is your electricity? What is your gravity? What are you living according to? Are you living according to your anger, your fear? Are you living according to fear of man or wanting to be accepted? Are you living according to lust? Are you living according to, what are you living according to? Are you living according to the power of the Holy Spirit which abides in you, the resurrection power of the Holy Spirit that's right there? Are you living according to hope, that we are not hopeful in the government, in our workplace, or in anything other than Jesus Christ and him crucified and raised from the dead? So what is your in accordance with? Are you have gravity? Do you have electricity. What is your accordance? I hope you have God's grace, the unseen source of energy inside of your life. I hope it's in accordance with His Spirit, that you are living according to the Holy Spirit today. I hope it's in accordance with His Word, that this Word will set you free. If you just take the time to read it, it will change you from the inside out. So I want to pray that over you, that God will use you today in accordance with His Word. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for your Word. I thank you that it goes before us. God, we want to live according to your Word today. And so, God, we need your grace, your mercy, your justice, and your newness of life flowing in us and through us and around us. Go before us in all things today, God. Speak to our hearts, speak to our minds, speak to our lives, God. Speak truth, God. Speak life, God, that you would just transform us from the inside out. God, we love you so very much. Help us today just to honor and glorify you. Thank you for your scriptures that are so fresh and new every morning. Speak to us each and every day, God. We want to live according to your grace, your mercy, and your justice. We want to live according to all that you have for us, God, to be pleasing to you in all things. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.